Hello, Audio Boom. I'm going to talk about my White Cane mobility training, which I started a month or so after losing my guide dog, Bailey. I had to have the White Cane training as my confidence was quite low about going out on my own. So they told me to, if I start doing White Cane, training with a White Cane, it'll bring my confidence up. In the beginning, I was quite angry about it because I thought I'm never going to go out on my own with the White Cane. I just hated it. I think it made my confidence even lower using the White Cane. So I started doing a bit of mobility. The first route we did was my son's school route, which was my main important route. I was struggling to get my son to school on my own. I had to keep asking, getting my older son to take him. So yeah, we did that, and I was getting very annoyed. All the bumps in the path down to the school was quite uneven, and I'd always get a jab in my stomach. I'd end up walking into people's driveways. I remember the first time I used the White Cane, I come home and I thought, I can't do this. I was doing it about two or three times a week, and I got to learn all the bits that I could use to my advantage. Like, as I was walking down the road, going past the park, there was a metal fence all the way down to the next road. So I'd sort of trowel the fence with my hands, so I knew I was on a straight line. And just little things in the roads that my mobility instructor pointed out, like there was a lip. As I was crossing the road, there was a sort of lip. If I followed that lip all the way in a straight line, it would get me to the other side of the road. And as we stepped up that curb, I'd walk straight until I hit a post. And then on my right, it would be literally gates and walls all the way down that side. So as long as I was touching that, I knew I was away from the road. I was still on the right route. Then we'd have to cross like a little roundabout. And that's where I find hard, and I still find it hard now. It's a lot easier. Obviously, now I've got a new guide dog, it is a lot easier. But it was quite a wide path. I had to find myself. I used to keep saying, I think I'm walking sideways. Am I walking straight? She's like, you're walking in a very straight line. Now and then I used to go off obstacle and sort of veer into somebody's garden. But then I'd sort of work it out. I think, right, I'm here. I've got to go left. And then try and get straight again. And it was just like, just before we got to the school, there's a grass verge. If I followed that all the way down, then it would bring me to the school gates. A few more steps in a straight line, I'd be at the school gates. And then there was a rail in the school, which I used to trowel all around the rail. And there was like a couple of openings in it. So I'd get to points of where I could orientate myself, where I was. Again, coming back doing the same. So after a week or so, I was quite, not confident, but I knew I could do it. So that was that one out the way. Then they wanted to have a guide dog. Obviously, you've got 45 minutes of exercises that you need to do. My shop's about using the cane. When I go to the shops, it's about 20 minutes walk. But again, I found things that helped me along the way. Sometimes I used to count steps. And again, little things that I didn't even realise when I had my first guide dog, Bailey. Like, there was a post right in the middle of the path that I didn't even know there was there. So things like when you're using a White Cane, I think it's, you do pick up more, you're more of aware what's around you. Using the guide dog, you're not noticing these obstacles. Like, I kept worrying I wouldn't find my own house as I got outside it, because we've all got brick walls along the front or a wooden fence, and it's hard to distinguish. But then I found right outside my gate, there's a little dip where there's a drain cover. I never knew that. I'd been living here about a year and a half. I never knew that was there until using the White Cane. So sometimes I was angry. I thought, why am I doing this? I'm not going to go out on White Cane. I'm not going to go out on my own. I can't do it. But I had to do it to get on the list for a guide dog. So we got the shops done within a few weeks as well. The doctor's surgery, we got that done. Then I had to have a block route of at least 40 minutes, which to me, I felt was pointless. I go out every day with my dog, and this is what I used to keep saying to him. After I get the dog, I'm probably not going to do this block route. Why do I have to do it? And it was a very hard block route, 40 minutes, walking with the white cane. To walk it with the dog, it'd be about 20 minutes, but using the white cane, it's taken me near enough an hour, actually, over 40 minutes. There was times I felt like giving up, but they kept encouraging me. I was really supportive, saying, you are doing really well. You know how to, like, get yourself out of situations. If you end up in a driveway, you think, right, I'm in a driveway, I've got to go this way and get back on track, find the curb. Just things like that helped me. As I said, there was times I felt like giving up, felt like crying. But I persevered with it. I think I was doing the white cane training for about... I started it in early March, and then... July, was it July? Yeah, towards the end of July, middle of July, they come out to do my mobility assessment. And actually, first they came to do a short-handled walk. And I remember the GDMI coming out with a short handle. We set off, him pretending to be a dog, and I got round the corner and I just burst into tears. And he stopped, he's like, "You okay?" I was like, "Yeah," it just brings back memories of, like, last time, like, I had a guide dog, like, working with a guide dog. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think in that," but we carried on. He said I did really well. And then on the day that he came to do my guide dog assessment, I was so nervous. I knew this was whether I was going to be put on the list or not, and I had to do the block walk, the worst one ever. And he came out on a Saturday, the worst day ever, because that was bin day. But I did it. I got back, I actually, as we was getting to the shop, some bloke come up to me, he's like, "Oh, do you need help?" And I just said to him, "Oh, I am near the shops, aren't I?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, take my arm, what shop are you going to?" But he was trying to pull me in a different direction, so I was sort of led guiding him. And that's what the mobility instructor said to me when he got back. He said, "It's quite funny, because the bloke that offered you assistance, you took it, but you were still guiding him, saying where you wanted to go, telling him which way to go." He was like sort of guiding him. He said, but that's what he said to me, "If anybody offers you assistance, then take it. Don't be scared to say no, because there might be one day you do need help." And coming home, I walked straight past my gate, because I made sure before I went for my guide for the assessment that my bins were put back in my garden, because although I'm on assisted collection where the dustmen have to take my bins out of my garden and put them back where they go, because I have them in a certain order. So I went out in the morning, made sure my bins were all in my garden, so I knew my gut pathway and my gate was clear. So coming back, I thought I was at my house, but then I felt a bin. So I thought, "Oh no, that's not mine. There's a bin there, I've put my bins away." And I got to the end of the road and I thought, right, I know I've gone past my house. I stopped and I turned around and I said, "I've gone past my house, haven't I?" He was like, "You have, yeah." So I turned around and I had the ump. I whacked every bin that I could find coming back to my house. And then I got to that bin again. I'm thinking, this is my gate. And then I realised it was my other green bin that hadn't been emptied, and they'd put it right in my gateway. And that's what he said to me. "You did actually go to go in your gate, but you felt the bin there and walked on." So they'd left it across my gateway. So I literally had to move the bin before I could even go in my gateway. And then we come back in, and I was quite pleased when he said, "You did very well. You problem solved. You took assistance when you needed it." And they put me on the guide dog list. And I said to him, I know in the beginning I was quite angry. I didn't want to do the white coat training, but it did give me more confidence. And I was thinking, I know when I get my new dog, I am going to have the confidence to go out on my own with my new dog. I use things as landmarks where I am now, like a road that I'm not sure quite too confident on. I know as I'm approaching it, there's a drain cover, so I know I'm there, because I don't know, sometimes I don't know when I'm coming up to a road. I try and listen for traffic, but sometimes if it's quiet, I don't know that I'm approaching this road. So yeah, lots of landmarks that I learned using the White Cane Training. So if anybody